Hey, I am excited to share this good news with you. Aren't you tired of bad and false or poorly communicated news? Listen to me. I've never watched the news. I can count on one hand how many times I've watched the news in my entire life, and it's actually less than all five fingers that I have. There was one time when I was younger, I appreciated the specific viewing, if you will, from my hometown that showed something about justice. It was called The Will of Justice, that went after people who were in lieu of being prosecuted or being detained or arrested. And I am all for justice. In fact, something I recently prayed over the land where I live is that God's justice will flow like a river, amen, and that the people of God will see and feel and hear and sense the justice of the river of the Lord. But we need some good news in this hour. Listen, no one's deaf, blind, mute, any of those things. I don't say those things frivolously or in a negative manner, but we're not callous or even desensitized, if you will, to the bad things that are going on in the world, right? We're not ignorant of these things. We know that there are bad things in the world. We know that the enemy's active, alive, and moving, just as the Lord our God Almighty is alive, present, active, and moving, and flowing with his river of justice. But God gave me a word back in December of 2022. In fact, that word came before December. I released it in December, and he simply said, let there be joy. It's a time for joy. So I declare over you who will be listening again and again, over all that is attached to you, because not only is it a season of joy, but it is a winning season. I declare it is your winning season, and everything attached to you must win. Amen. And I declare over you right now joy in the Holy Ghost. I want you to listen to this. I'm reading from the Good News Translation. Would you look at that? I've been in this translation for a good little bit. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of the Lord's servant Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses' helper Joshua, son of Nun. He said, "My servant Moses is dead. Get ready now, you and all the people of Israel, and cross the Jordan into the land that I'm giving you." Lord, we thank you right now that you are going before us. Your weightiness, your glory, your presence, your spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, is before us, paving the way as we follow. So Lord, we align our yes and our amen according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that Yeshua is the yes and the amen. Yeshua is the surety. We say that our yes and our amen is not wavering. It is sure as Yeshua's is. And we say yes and amen to follow where your spirit goes. We say that we are crossing over this new terrain, this new territory with you, and that you're going to bring us into these new places, these new levels, with these new anointings, these new gifts, this new harvest that you have preordained for us to partake in the name of Jesus. I want to reiterate something real quick. God said to Joshua, son of Nun, get ready now, you and all of Israel. Did you hear that? That's a word for all of us. The Lord is moving us. He's transitioning us. He's shifting us, and it's quick. So we must get ready now. Now, there's a word that is attached to this preparation. God put the onus on Joshua to lead and communicate and guide and show, demonstrate to the people that as I am shifting and moving you into closer your promised land, closer to your destiny, there's something I require of you. I recently have been ministering on this, and I've been in the Word studying about this with the yes and the amen, and how we align and shift towards agreement with the Lord. There are three things that he would like for us to do. Obey. We obey him. So we simply say yes, we comply, we come into agreement with him, we come under his authority, submission. We submit to him. We must use our voices. I had this picture of this word that just bubbled up inside of me, voice activation. It's actually not a word that originated within me from Holy Spirit. It's a word I heard some time ago, but it was reintroduced to me in this season. And it's voice activation time. Of course, we're in a decade of pay, but seriously, this year, it is voice activation time. For those of you who don't know, the decade of pay means that we are in a 10-year window where God is looking for us to open up our mouths and decree a thing according to His decrees and see it manifest. To declare and speak to some things, we must not remain or sit silent. You know, one of the worst or tragic things that has happened throughout history is when Jezebel was queen, she was the wife of King Ahab, and her intent was to spread the gospel of her God, and her God was Baal or Baal. And in spreading the gospel of her God, what she did was remove the voice of the Lord out of the land of Israel. She did that by killing, literally murdering, prophets and prophetic voices, the messages. Well, you know, it's the prophetic message, it's prophecy, it's the word of God that seasons the soil, as seasons the atmosphere and the air and the land, and thus the prophets of God speak forth to produce, to manifest life. So there's sustenance in the ecosystem, including man. Well, Jezebel stunted that. She stopped that. She halted that even. There were those prophets who had even had to hide in caves because she wanted the voice of God to be silenced in the land so that only the voice of her God Baal will be heard. We're living in a time like that again. Now, I'm not going to give you a lengthy word of the Lord for the year. You've heard me mention a few things last year. In fact, if you'll go back, it's a couple of episodes ago. I was coming from Revelation chapter 2 with the fourth church. I gave you a word about what 2023 and beyond is going to be like. So you might want to go back and re-listen to that or go and listen to it if you haven't. But I will say this, we will see that demonic entity, that spirit, resurge in a brand new way, trying to stunt the voice of God. But there are some new enemies even that we will see. But I'm not here to tell you about all those things. I have good news. The Lord says, listen to this. In chapter 1 of Joshua, verse 6, be determined and confident, for you will be the leader of these people as they occupy this land, which I promised their ancestors. Just be determined, be confident, and make sure that you will obey all and the whole law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not neglect any part of it, and you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that the book of the law is always read in worship. Study it day and night and make sure that you obey everything in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Remember that I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. If I may close a word with you, do not be dismayed or discouraged, for the Lord is sending us to places. And it's not just a Joshua thing. Now, you heard me read that one verse in verse 6 about Joshua being the leader. Now, God has set up and erected leaders and heads over heads and councils over a multitude of people, over the troops. But this is for you. Go back to verse 2. Get ready now, Joshua, you and all of Israel, for I am about to cause you to cross over. Don't be afraid where the Lord is sending us into the future, back to the future even. That's a word. He is with you. Selah.